Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I want to give away this last pair of tickets to the Geraldine Steele Holiday Special in the Cambria Gallery on 7th. This is happening on Monday, December 4th. If you want to be a part of it, and I would love for you to come and be a part of it, you need to win tickets, and they'll be giving them away during the full-time shows, during the week, and that sort of thing. So keep listening to win a pair. But this is my last pair tonight, and I'm so excited that you will get a chance to be here possibly. So here we go. We're going to take caller number 6. Caller number 6 at 989. I'm sorry. Let me give you that again. 651-989-9226. And if you're outside the metro area, you know someone you can give them to here, or you can come. Then it's 866-989-9226. My goodness, I'm so confused tonight. Again, that's 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. We would love for you to come. And of course, Brendan Berger is waiting to take your call. By the way, our second winner tonight was Todd Berger from Cologne, Minnesota. So thank you so much, Todd, for listening to Steel Talking and Center Stage and joining us for this event. I can't wait to meet you. All right. Now you know what time it is, right? That's right. Michael's back. He had a birthday. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. I love this hour. Y'all know I love visiting with my son who lives all the way out in Los Angeles. He has a degree in film and television production. And so I figured after all the money that has been shoveled out, why not just have him as my critic? And this has turned into something so much more special than that. So, Michael, welcome back.
Thank you so much. And yes, it started off with just, you know, hanging out with my mom on here. And then 10 years later, here we are.
Here we are, honey. Okay, so you had like a serious birthday. You celebrated the whole weekend. I'm talking Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Did you do something today, too?
Today I recovered. That was the plan today, was to do a lot of nothing. I canceled a lot of plans in advance, knowing that I would need a day to recover. And here's, I don't know why I do this. I mean, I know that I love having a great time on my birthday and doing things, but I tend to not plan it until the very last minute. So I'm trying to be more adult about these things and go, hey, if I want to go do something, to try to plan it. But yet again this year, a week before, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I said, you know, I'll make it real simple. My actual birthday was on Thursday, but I'll just have drinks with some friends out at a nice restaurant on Saturday evening and invite a bunch of people and, you know, not do any sort of fancy dinners and not make a big deal out of it and, you know, make it cheaper and more accessible to people.
That was all lies.
I picked a nice restaurant that's a restaurant/bar in West Hollywood. So it was classy. It's a beautiful decor inside. There's trees inside and lights. And it's actually, I can tell you, it was Pump, which there's a TV show about that restaurant. I think.
Oh, Vanderpump's.
Yeah, it was Vanderpump. So we went there, and I figured, okay, it's nice there. It's classy. Again, it's very accessible, and I'll just do that. Well, what actually happened in the end is I went to a concert Thursday night for this indie rock group called Elbow.
Elbow, well-known out of Europe, right?
Yes, I think their first album came out in the early 90s. They've been making music for quite a while. They sold out the Wiltern here in Los Angeles, which I believe has 2,000 seats in it. And this was the end of their North American tour. I actually first heard of them in, I think, 2008 on a radio station here called KCRW. And I just, the lead singer, his voice is extraordinary. And it just caught me right away. And they're really fun. And it was the lead singer, two guitarists, two backup singers who also played violin, a keyboardist who's also an organist and a drummer, and the sound that came out of that group was amazing. So saw Elbow on Thursday night, my actual birthday.
Right.
And since I bought the tickets so last minute, I was sitting in the literally almost second to last row in the back. And then this lady came around really, really early before.
Because you guys got there so early, right?
It's, For the record, it said show at 7 o'clock. And okay. Maybe I just didn't see this on Ticketmaster or whatever else it was, but that was when the doors opened. The show didn't start until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, they're supposed to publicize that, you know.
They're supposed to, but the opening act came on at 9 o'clock. But it was fine. We got there early enough and got some drinks and some snacks. And she walked up to us and said, hey, we have some seats down here. And it was the first row of the
And this is why you up in the nosebleed section.
So I'm sitting way in the back. And, I mean, it still felt kind of intimate because the Wiltern's is designed in a way that you don't feel too far away.
Right.
And she said, hey, do you want to sit in the front of the lower balcony? Now, the first floor, what's normally the orchestra section, was all standing room only. So really, the best seats in the house are the first row of the first balcony. And, I mean, I had to pay to upgrade the tickets, but it wasn't that much compared to if I purchased them myself online. And there we were. We moved down there, got great seats, and she's like, yeah, I saw you guys, and I just felt like you needed these seats. I said, well, it's my birthday, so thank you. And she said, look at that. It's birthday karma. So I felt very special from day one. I got great seats, saw the concert.
How about that?
This story got long.
It did. No, but I love it. By the way, did you say Wilshire Auditorium?
Wiltern. Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Wilshire, which is in part why it's called that, but yes.
Because there used to be a Wilshire Auditorium, and I don't think it's there
is
anymore.
Is there?
Used to be. But now it's called the Wilshire Ebell Theater.
Oh, yes. Yes. I think I've been there also.
Okay.
So that was Thursday night. And then Friday night, I ended up going to a bar not too far from where I live, actually.
Uh-oh.
Thinking, oh, you know, this is a classy place. It's kind of designed in like a Prohibition kind of fancy library scene.
Art Deco kind of thing?
Kind of, yes, but then like in an old man's library. And there is this bird cage that drops from the ceiling in one of the areas, and there's a burlesque dancer inside.
Oh, lovely.
And she drops from the ceiling and does like an old-timey burlesque thing, and then later on, a hoop comes down or some silk, long pieces of silk, and she does like circus acts and flips around and does all sorts of performances. And then for her first performance, there's a live saxophone player that comes out and like plays the saxophone solos for her, or actually the whole song while she's doing her burlesque and the dance moves. And but it's a small space. It's not like one of those huge Hollywood clubs. I mean, it's quite intimate.
We had a place like that here, you know. It was called the Parrot or something like that. It was right on the corner of 5th where the train stops at. It was on 5th and 1st. And I can't remember, if anyone remembers the name of that restaurant on the corner of 5th and 1st called the Parrot something. And there was this tiny little stage. If you walk in, you look way up, there was this tiny stage and somebody would come out and dance in that space. It was so weird. I don't think it was burlesque. It might have been, but you know, I never saw anyone, but I would come in and people go, oh, you just missed her. She was just here about an hour ago performing. It's like, how is it that I went so many times and I never saw anyone in that space? So anyway, so you had a chance to see this, and so it was really, did people have a good time watching all of that?
They had a great time. And again, like this establishment, it's called Pour Vous, P-O-U-R-V-O-U-S, which is French for you. You can't wear sneakers there. You have to be a bit dressed up. They want men in sport coats and ladies in cocktail dresses. And
you wore a sport coat?
That. I did. I had a sport coat, a pocket square, college shirt, dress shoes. I mean, I love dressing up, but it's like a place to have fun, and the music is contemporary, but the vibe is again, much more old-timey, and it makes it unique and a fun place to go hang out.
That's awesome.
So went out Friday night, and then Saturday, you know, I wanted that was the big day. Oh, and earlier in the week, I decided to have a birthday dinner because I got a coupon in the mail, rather in my email, for this really cool restaurant here in Los Angeles called Roku Sunset.
Yeah.
And they sent me a half off coupon.
Nice.
And it's owned by the same company who owns Boa Steakhouse, which is one of my favorite restaurants in LA. And I think because I had done a huge birthday dinner there, previously.
Before, yeah.
I think I got on some list of like specialty.
Yeah, but 50% off at a place like that, it's like you get one piece of sushi and you get one piece of sushi and happy birthday to me.
It helped a lot. There were seven of us at the dinner. So for a group that size at a restaurant like that, it actually made it much
more affordable. Yeah.
And much more affordable for us to go do it. Because I mean, I was not trying to spend all that money. But I posted on the Facebook invite. I was like, hey, it's half off, you know, only food, only no drinks. I have this thing. Let's go do it. So we had a great time. And I think, probably Saturday is when I really decided I want to wear something sparkly for my birthday.
You wanted to wear something sparkly for your birthday, did you?
I don't know what it's going to be. Sparkly shoes, sparkly pants, jacket. I was looking for a sport coat and, didn't find that. But I went to a store called Traffic at the Beverly Center here.
Oh my gosh, Michael!
I've gone there before. Some of my pieces for my magic costumes I've gotten there. Some pants and slacks.
Okay, wait a minute. So when we were living out there, the first time we arrived there together, I was there for a year, and you and I went to this store called Traffic in the Beverly Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought two pair of pants that cost way too much money. And I said to you, these better last you until you're 50.
And they did. I wore them. Well, I'm trying to think. So one of them I wore for at least 5 or 6 years. And the other one, I performed all of my magic shows in the fancier one up until this year, actually, because I have just... I've gained just enough weight now where it's not worth tailoring them in or out anymore, and I decided it's time to upgrade. But yes, I mean, it was almost a decade I've worn those. Actually, yes, it has been a decade that I've worn those pants.
Okay, you finally arrived to that, didn't you?
Here we are.
You're not 50, though.
True.
You better keep random, dude. So I want to hear all about this shirt. We got to take a break, pay some bills. I'm going to take an aspirin before I let you tell me about that, and because I'm a little nervous about it, and then we'll get back to your birthday. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 10:23. Let's make that 10:24 here at WCCO. Aspirin down. Now I'm steady. I'm holding on to the desk. Michael, talk to me.
Went to Traffic.
Yeah.
A store that you've been to and you like a lot. And they have lots of clothes
like
for performers and rock stars and pop stars and magicians like me. Lots of unique clothing that stands out, and it definitely is the type of place you go to find an item that says, look at me.
Yeah, sparkly, so though. You had a chance to go get some sparkly. I didn't see anything sparkly there.
They have lots. They're sparkly jackets. There's definitely items in there, but I just wanted something with a little pizzazz. So anyway.
And I don't want to know how much it costs, because I know that you're frugal. You always get things on sale.
It was. I went straight to the half-off section, found myself a shirt. It has lots of sparkles on it, and I'm looking forward to wearing it again. You know, I wear it for my magic shows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you're coming here, you're going to perform in the show with the Steels on December 15th and 16th at the Fitzgerald Theater. Just go to fitzgeraldtheater.publicradio.org/events. Right? Shameless,
yeah,
just shameless. Yeah, so you'll be performing in that, which is, I'm so excited. Since you were what, 16?
The first time I did the show?
Yeah.
The first time I opened the second act I think I was 16 years old.
I think so. I mean, you've had your magic business since you were 9 years old.
Yeah. And more recent years, I haven't done like the full act at the top of the second act of the show, a standalone magic piece, but I've been integrated into a few of the songs, and which is fun because it's really, really fun to be on stage with my family at the same time. So I love that.
Do you remember when you were 9 years old, you started your business? What did your business card look like?
It was this almost see-through parchment paper that had like a bunny rabbit coming out of a hat. And,
I see that you really had way too much fun this weekend, didn't you, dear?
We're recovering.
When you say you are recovering, this is no joke.
But you know what? The mission was accomplished. I had sparkles. I had the restaurant. By the way, when they brought out the birthday dessert, they had like a sparkler with it. And they bring it over, and it literally it looks like a cake, like an 8-inch tall birthday cake made of cotton candy.
Oh, wow.
A round cake with a flat top, and it has happy birthday written in chocolate on the plate. And it came to the table, and we all went, oh my gosh, we're so excited to eat all this cotton candy. Because just as adults, you don't often just eat cotton candy.
And nobody knew that this was the popular thing, huh?
No, we didn't know. And you especially don't think it's going to be served to you at a fancy restaurant.
Right.
And then we're all like, oh my goodness, this is going to be so much fun. We're going to just dig in and eat this solid pile of cotton candy shaped as a cake. Then the man drizzled some oil on it and lit it on fire. And the fire burned away all the cotton candy and revealed a raspberry cheesecake. And we all kind of went, oh.
Oh, okay. Can you give us back the cotton candy, please?
A really cool effect. I felt very special, but we all kind of like, can you just bring us some of this on the side? I mean, just some cotton candy would be nice.
Now, you know your sister, if she had eaten that cotton candy, Michael, she would have been bouncing off the walls, even at this age, okay?
Oh, yeah, I was bouncing off the
you
walls.
Were I can just imagine. And you love sweets, but cotton candy? Oh, my
there
goodness.
There was a little bit left that did not burn entirely that we did get to have a small bite of. But I just felt so thankful and privileged. And at the second location, I think I must have had 20-plus people show up at this restaurant for drinks. And I didn't know how many were going to show up. And I just felt so loved. And I was leaning over to my friend Christina, and I almost started crying. I said to her, I said, look at all these people here. I said, they actually came here for me. And I just, not everyone gets to experience that. Not everyone gets to be supported or made to feel that way in their life, you know?
You are very seldom at loss for words.
Yeah, apparently so, I was there.
Yeah.
And I just, it was just such a wonderful thing. And maybe it's because I most of my life I did very, very small birthday parties, but I'm doing bigger ones later. But I think I've been pushed to celebrate more now because of all the things that have been happening in our country and between politics and the violence that we're seeing in our world daily now that has become a normal part of our world, police shootings, etc. I think my generation, especially of black men, our mortality is a daily subject matter. Mm-hmm. And so when celebrations and moments like this come, it's not about narcissism. It's not about having a me party and, oh, look at all my friends. We're all fabulous. We're wearing sparkly things. It's really saying, let's all celebrate in our life that we are living together and our joy and our happiness. Let's, you know, raise a glass to all that is good in this moment and live and all of that so that we can forget, even if only momentarily, about the harsh truths that seem to ensconce us in regular life. So,
if only we could look through that lens daily, whether there was violence in the world or not. Just be grateful. You know, that whole attitude of gratitude really does matter. And so to know that you were all together and that you felt that moment, I know you, Michael. I know how you felt about that. It is beautiful. And there aren't, you know, people take it for granted and think, oh, everyone's had a birthday party. I think people would be shocked to know how many people have not had birthday parties.
Yes.
You know, I didn't have a birthday party till I was 40.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh,
my, you know, and I came from a, you know, family of six children, you know, me being the fourth one. And, you know, we got a homemade cake. Everything was homemade, though, you know, but I couldn't wait to get my cake. And it was my family and we celebrate. But there were no parties. And when I went to college and, you know, had a birthday, there were no parties. It wasn't like that. So I really didn't have a party with, you know, tens of dozens of people until I was 40 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
So
well, it was
that.
A big party, though. That was at the Old Dakota?
The Old Dakota in St. Paul. Your Aunt Javita threw it for me, and I can't remember who else helped her, unfortunately. It's age, of course, but, you know, it's just
too.
So it's you don't take that for granted, though. You don't take it for granted when people come out to say, hey, I want to wish you a happy birthday, and I'm really happy that you are on this earth another year. I'm getting emotional. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, so you're absolutely right about that. So well done, son. Well done. We're going to have to take a break. And then, you know, we got to come back and talk movies, right?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. All right, I want to let you know who won the last pair of tickets that we gave away, you guys. This is to the taping of the show called Geraldine Steele's Holiday Special in Cambria Gallery on 7th and 2nd, right down here by the CBS building, literally attached to the CBS building. And this is happening on Monday, December 4th. I am so honored that WCCO believes in this and has really supported this. I think this is our fifth year, and I'm really, really excited to be a part of it. We have some great guests lined up. The Blender, Stephen C., Sounds of Blackness, The Steels, and so many more. So I hope you get a chance to come. It's from noon to three, but you got to get your tickets. And so they'll be giving them away all week. And I hope until the day of the taping, which is December 4th, Monday, December 4th. So I hope you get a chance to come out. Darlette Knox is the winner of our final pair of tickets. Darlette, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening for many years, and I appreciate it. And so glad that you're getting a chance to come. Can't wait to give away another group of tickets next week, so stay tuned for that. And now it's time for... You know what time it is. Oh, man. And he loves what he does, because it's all dirty work in Hollywood. Dirty, stanky, nasty work. Somebody's got to do it. And Michael Battle is up to the task. Welcome back, son.
Thank you so much.
Okay, movies. It sounds like some movies are starting to pull Hollywood up out of the miry clay that has been this fall and into the winter.
Yes.
Kind of, sort of.
Marvel movies. Maybe not so much Warner Brothers, DC Comic Universe films. Of course, the big film that came out this weekend was...
Justice League, right?
You're never going to see, because it's a whole film full of superheroes, and you could barely watch The Avengers. But yeah,
exactly.
Justice League,
that's right,
came out this weekend. It's the one that everyone's talking about. And the question was, is this film going to open up real big and make huge money in its opening weekend? Or have people forgiven previous DC comic films for being so terrible because of the good grace earned by them from Wonder Woman, which, of course, was an amazing, amazing movie.
Huge.
Which, of course, I talked
gigantic.
About
gigantic, yeah.
Also, it's just one of the best superhero films of all time, even though it's not a Marvel character. It's just well done.
Yeah.
But the other films, Batman vs. Superman, The Man of Steel, Suicide Squad, most people were sincerely underwhelmed by them, and though those films made large sums of money worldwide, they spent huge amounts making them, and it just really didn't build the good favor train that Marvel has had for a decade now.
Who did the Blue Man, by the way?
Okay, you're thinking of, what is that movie called?
What is it? Hold on a minute. I think Brandon knows. Brandon,
Watchmen.
Meet Michael.
Thank
Michael,
you.
Meet Brandon.
Yeah,
yes, Watchmen. Yep.
Brandon, nice to meet you. Thank you. Watchmen, yes.
It's really Brendan. I keep calling him Brandon, but it's Brendan.
It's Brendan.
Yeah.
D-A-N. Okay. D-E-N.
Yeah, D-O-N. D-O-N.
Owen.
One of those vowels.
No.
One of those. I'll buy a file for five.
Yeah, we have them all in there.
Yeah, right. So Watchmen. Yeah. The blue guy. Who is that by?
That is a Warner Brothers. Also, that's also a DC comic film adaptation that came out. But that was before we'd had the full speed ahead Marvel, 12-year, three-phase plan, and before having entire universes of these films become a slate of films was the new wave of how big studios were going to operate.
Well, the Watchmen sucked, by the way.
Most people felt that way.
It was horrible, disgusting, deviant, horrible.
Yes, well, you also hate films like that, but many of the comics in the DC comic world have a lot more grit to them, a lot more edge. People can use blood. There's, killings and whatnot that are much more in your face, but that tonally is what set them apart from the Marvel comic books in most cases. So when that film came out, it was a big deal because there's a huge fan base of the DC comic world, people who love these characters, who've grown up with these characters, who through generations have had these characters as part of their lives. So these films are very important to them in the same way that the Marvel films are important to many others.
Right.
That film was underwhelming, to use the word again, and just bad at times, and definitely did not make the money that they were hoping to make. But then, of course, after the huge success of Iron Man that launched the Marvel Universe, as I mentioned before, now we're coming up on the fourth Avengers, fifth Avengers. Thor just came out, I think this is its third weekend in the top 10. Whereas, we know the success of Disney and Marvel, and Warner Brothers, of course, got hip to this and said, hey, we have superheroes, we have the intellectual property, we have to mirror what Disney is doing over there and start making that kind of money. And so far, it has just been a struggle for them to have the same success that the Marvel Universe has. So To get to the point, Justice League was supposed to be Warner Brothers DC Comics Avengers. It was supposed to be the big success that launches people, and that launches the multiple sequels. It's going to open up huge and make all their money. And they did all the previous films to introduce the characters to get you into the same sort of vibe that you would with the Avengers.
Right.
But I think a lot of people felt like I felt, and we've just been burned too many times and didn't want to do it again, didn't want to take the time to pay the premium ticket prices, go opening weekend and just be disappointed, or see, you know, a bunch of flashy, splashy fight scenes end-to-end on screen and really not get any meat out of it. And also, coming off of Wonder Woman, as I mentioned earlier, yeah, it was so good that we know there was no way you're going to have Ben Affleck trying to feign grit in a Batman suit. And there's no way that is going to compare to the deep drama and the beautiful story we got in Wonder Woman.
Right. So, and Gal Gadot is in this piece as well, right?
She is in it. And in fact, they had a large amount of reshoots that they did recently on this film, which there are often reshoots on films, especially big budget films like this. I personally think, I have no information to support this theory, but I personally think in those reshoots, they were recrafting the movie to feature her more after the success of Wonder Woman. And frankly, if they were smart, they would do it. They go spend the extra, you know, $10 million to make sure that she is the front runner in not only the film, but in the advertising. I did start seeing more new posters come out where she was the, you know, front and center, and it really was about her, because they know she's the one that everyone loves, and we don't really care about this version of Batman or this version of Superman anymore. It's her. So I didn't go see the movie, and apparently several other people also didn't go see it because it opened less than $100 million,
right,
which for a film that they spent $300 million Jeez. Making just on the production budget, that's the estimate.
That's the production budget?
The estimated production.
So not even the marketing budget included in that, which you estimate to be?
On the big A titles, I usually aim for slightly less than twice the production budget. So since they have been burned a bit on their previous films, they probably got a bit more frugal on this one. And I'd say maybe they spent $200 million advertising this film worldwide. But it very well could be a full, you know, multiplier where they spent $300 million on this thing. So, yes, it opened this weekend to $96 million here in the U.S. Worldwide, it's already done quite well for itself and opened up great. So it made $185
right.
million dollars foreign. So worldwide, it's at $281 in its first weekend. If it tracks like Batman versus Superman, this thing could only end up around $200 million domestically. Worldwide, let's say it hits 400 million. Let's see, you know, 500. Let's say it's $500 million worldwide.
Yeah.
That seems like a huge amount of money. But if you spent $500 million making it and advertising it, you haven't made any profit. And as I've mentioned to you before, these films have to fund the next film. There's already, you know, a whole series of other Warner Brothers content that's greenlit. DC comic content that is greenlit at Warner Brothers, rather. And they need the money to fund that. So if you're breaking even on each one of these things, you're not getting your next $200-300 million to make the next film. And this, to end, is the most expensive DC comic budget of the universe so far. That really, they went all in on this one. I think the second highest was 250 or so around there, $1 million on the previous film. So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to keep trying, and they're not going to give up, but this clearly is not going as well as they planned.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the hard part. Even though they've made enough to make part of their, you know, a good piece of their budget back, like you said, you know, it's gonna be hard. So, okay, Michael, I do like the posters of these, and you know how I like to buy or to receive, thank you, movie posters, and Christmas is around the corner, you know.
It is.
Yeah, and there's one of these that I really like, and it is not the main one. Like, you can't save the world alone. That one, no, where they're all crowded together with Batman in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous, right? But they're all standing to the side. Have you seen that one?
I think I have. I have to go look it up.
You look it up, honey. And I won't ask what's under the tree. Not at
but
all.
But wait. Do you actually think, or do you actually want a Justice League poster? And do you feel like you would actually put it on the wall?
No. No. Seriously.
You have requested posters in the past.
I collect posters. And you got me into that.
But you don't put them up.
I don't have the room yet. When I get the room to put the posters up, then I'm going to have them all done.
Okay. Because you said that before, and I mean, you had the space to put them up, but didn't actually put them up.
Because I want the plexiglass on both sides. Because the posters you gave
me,
remember?
Oh, right. You want to do the thing where they're all posted.
Yeah, exactly. You can see them on either side. Because you got me posters where they were printed on both sides.
Right. Okay.
So don't give up on me. So about that movie, I mean, about that poster I was talking about?
Oh, yes.
I'm never going to see that movie. But I really like this picture. This particular poster is cool. And I think if they had used that, they might have done a little better.
But you seem like the kind of person who would want to know what images, from what content the images in your house came. Because what if the film is like Watchmen? And what if you have a poster for that in your house and have no idea that it has the sort of grit and gore that you dislike so strongly?
Wow, that's a whole nother hour. Because I actually have a poster. I don't know if I should call it a poster. It's really a print. And I showed it to you once. I don't know if you remember. Remember President Obama was in this particular print? And I found it at an estate sale, and I was so offended by it, I bought it because I didn't want anyone else to have it.
Right.
Yeah.
So but that's different. If you're buying something to remove it from infecting someone else, okay, so you're on a mission. But in this case, if you like a poster, if you like an image, but it represents a thing that you maybe don't like, anyone else who sees this will go, oh, you must love Justice League. You must have really enjoyed that movie because you have the poster in your house.
Right. No, nobody's going to think that. They're just going to know that. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm doing it because I like the poster. Like, I never saw The Soloist. Love the poster. And thank you for that. That beautiful gift that was under the tree.
Well, it'll be a conversation started. Then you'll have a party and people will be over.
And they'll ask me, how was that movie? And I'll go, I don't know.
I'll probably just say, why do you have a poster of Justice League up?
Because it's cool. Period. Okay, Michael, we got to take a break and do some weather and that. So not weather, but pay some bills, and we'll be back in just a moment. Want to let you know right now, the McCarthy Auto World time is 48. Let's make that 10:49. Certified McCarthy Cadillacs now up to 40% off MSRP. Shop McCarthyAuto.com. McCarthyAuto.com. Well, it is now 10:52 here at WCCO. Welcome back. As we wrap up tonight and we try to figure out how we are going to reach world peace again, I get a chance to visit with my son every Sunday night. And for some reason, it calms me. It really does. And Michael, I appreciate that. You always look out for your mother, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. Although when you just said that, you sounded surprised. You said, for some reason...
Well, I shouldn't have said. Well, what I mean by that is, I know it's because you love me, but, you know, when I tell people that, they're always surprised. You know, they'll say, he does that? Really? And I go, yep. He checks on me every Sunday night and, you know, makes sure that all is well. And, I mean, it's just really quite remarkable. You are a remarkable young man. I don't know how to keep you out of that store traffic. I'm not going to try because you're grown. I don't want to know. And by the way, you needed to recover today. You have to be at work tomorrow. Did you recover?
Still recovering.
You are still recovering?
I am in the process of recovering. You know, feeling the age, definitely. Yeah, but it was a great weekend.
Are you going to post the pictures from all of the fun that you had online on Facebook or social media?
I was going to, and then I realized that because I planned this last minute and in two different parts, I didn't actually invite everyone to these events. And so if I post on Facebook all these pictures and say, oh, thank you, this is really wonderful, look at all these great things I did and didn't invite you to, people might get mad.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm telling you so people know.
Well, nobody else is listening, of course, dear. Go right ahead.
You know, but I mean, other friends of mine who are there might post something or share something or Snapchat or Instagram or who knows, it might be out there. But it just seems a little unfair to throw it in people's face when I didn't invite everyone.
Well, I loved the pictures that you sent me, and the shirt looks really great on you. I don't want to know. I just don't want to know. Although I will say, at first I thought it was like a loose tie around your neck.
It isn't. And well, you know what? You'll see it in person.
I will, because you're coming home soon.
Coming home. It'll be sparkly.
I cannot wait to see you and Joey. I'm so excited. My family will be home. The only one missing will be Willie, my son-in-law.
Yeah, he'll be working, unfortunately. But
yeah, I call him Willie Son. That's my new name for him.
Willie Son.
Willie Son.
like wax on, wax off?
No, good Lord. But I'm so excited. So I'm, you know, I told you I'm going to, did I tell you I'm taking Saren to see The Grinch Stole Christmas because she loves that movie?
Oh, no, you didn't mention that.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about it.
Do they still do the Macy's thing on the 8th floor? No.
Macy's is gone, honey.
Oh, man.
Like, clothes gone, and they're turning that into a bunch of stores, and I think some living units. I'm not quite sure about that. But, yeah, really? That's long gone, honey. And I miss it. I miss seeing the windows. You know, they haven't spent a lot of money on dressing the windows for Christmas in a long time, but the 8th floor was my you know, it's our favorite thing. And Saren got to go last year. So I'm so grateful I had a chance to introduce that to my oldest granddaughter.
Ah, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I made the mistake and gave her a cookie.
Mm.
Right after we walked through the whole storyline, right? I gave the child a cookie. She was like, oh, those are so beautiful, Grandma. Can I have one? I was like, yeah. I got her a cookie. I got me a cookie. Wrong. That girl bounced off the walls, Michael.
Like
all of a sudden,
mother.
She walked up to a whole family, a white family. They looked terrified. And she screamed at the boy. I don't know why she picked the boy. She stood there with her arms tight by her side and just started screaming right in his face. And he was like 10. And she stood very tall and just started screaming. I went, my God, it is now time to go home. So I had to coax her into another store where there was more candy, right? And I bought more candy. And then I slowly coaxed her out into the hallway. And I'm like, come on. And she goes, Santa's around here? I went, no. And she sat down on the floor and just went, no, no, no. I just picked the child up, threw her over my shoulder, and went, that's all right, baby.
That
and when we got
boy,
in the car, I said to her, it's grandmother's fault. And she said, yes, why did you do it?
Why did you give that to me? But that poor boy is going to be scarred for life.
For life.
He's going to grow up and have some fear of women. I'm like, well, what happened to you? Well,
oh, just terrible.
I was walking. I was 10.
That was it. She started screaming.
She just started screaming at me for no reason. Shouting at me. Frightens me. Please don't shout.
Oh, God. We got to go, Michael. You know, I love talking to you, honey.
I love talking to you, too.
Be safe, though. Be careful. Take care of you, all right?
You, too.
All right. Good night, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.